Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So there's actually a great irony here to this Beyond Meat, fake meat craze that we're seeing promoted by the elite, because they want to have a world where only they get the steak, they get the burgers, you get the fake meat, the 3D printed meat, the bug meat. And it ties into a video that just, I believe it came out this week, of a McDonald's worker who has an undercover camera showing you how the McRib is prepared. And now, the McRib is a McDonald's sandwich that's been around probably my whole life. I don't know when it came out. And they do it seasonally. And McDonald's is doing a big marketing campaign push for the McRib right now, saying this is the last time it's ever coming. I don't know if that's true or not. But, okay. So this video has been going around of the McRib preparation at McDonald's. And the response from viewers of this video are, it's obviously disgusting. I can't believe I ever ate this. This is disgusting. How do they get away with this? Blah, blah, blah. You can imagine the horrific. Okay. Well, imagine, first of all, I don't know what people thought they were eating when they ate a McRib. I mean, I thought you knew it was obviously fake. It's, I mean, you know, there's no ribs in the McRib. You know, maybe that's the kind of the giveaway there. But okay. So you've already been introduced to fake meat. When you eat at a fast food restaurant, you're already eating in some way, shape, or form fake meat. So it's not even a new thing. They've already been hitting you with fake meat for a while. But here's the irony is, so you'll see the video, and it's the same people. They'll see the video of how the McRib is prepared at McDonald's, and they'll say, ew, that's gross, after they've already been eating it. They'll say, ooh, that's gross, I don't want to eat that. But then they'll see how the Beyond meat is, how the fake meat is, how the Reinvent meat is, and they'll see that same thing. In fact, the process is probably even more disgusting. And they'll say, wow, that's so trendy, that's so great, I can't wait to eat that fake meat. And that shows you the power of mind control. That shows you the power of propaganda. Oh, you really thought you were getting a rib sandwich from McDonald's. Now you find out that it's basically fake, pressed, compressed into a rib-like shape. And now you're upset because you realize, oh, I wasn't eating ribs the whole time. But then you'll be told it's fake and you'll say how great it is. That's the power of mind control. That's the power of brainwashing. Now, in a separate incident, another example of a world-famous painting has been desecrated. Attack on Johannes Vermeer's famed girl with a pearl earring painted at a museum in The Hague. And so, folks, this is just getting weird, actually, because this guy attempted to superglue his face to the painting. Didn't exactly work, but he just basically slathered super glue all over his bald head and stuck it to the painting while his friend there was pouring tomato sauce on his head. So I don't know why he wanted to get doused in tomato paste while he was super gluing his head to a painting. And then his other friend is there, super glued his fist to the wall. And they're wearing their Just Stop Oil shirts. And, of course, the irony being, if you just stop oil, then you stop the entire civilization, including them. So I don't know why they just don't go live in a cave. That's what they need to do, is go live in a cave instead of super gluing themselves, now their faces and their foreheads, to art, while their friend dumps tomato paste on them. What is that? I don't get the tomato paste aspect. That just seemed like maybe some sort of a kink they have. But, again, the proper response at this point is to just leave them there. Leave them there until they're ready, until their protest is done, and then you can charge them with the appropriate crimes, and if they become repeat offenders, you know, deal with it how it needs to be in law enforcement. But there you go. More liberals that want to stop oil, stop civilization, won't go live in a cave, but super glue themselves to paintings and walls.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And I'm about to be joined by Bob Barnes, and I'm going to talk about the Twitter news, the vaccine news that he's going to be covering, and other news here. But first, ladies and gentlemen, backed by popular demand, real stable genius. I have to say, myself and the crew, we really have fun with these things. We had a caller call in the other day and request that we do another one. I already had two scripted out, so we went ahead and pushed one out. So here it is, debuting for the first time, the brand new Real Stable Genius ad.
Cuck Light presents Real Stable Genius.
Real Stable Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Ridiculous Prosthetic Breast Teacher.
Mr. Ridiculous Prosthetic Breast Teacher.
Just when you thought the world could not get more ridiculous, you showed up to school with a beard and a bust from a freak show carnival in 1941.
Gather around me.
But they wouldn't put you in a classroom with children in a blade saw, would they? Of course they would.
Look at these!
I'm sure the children will have no problem concentrating with your quadruple D bazoongas bouncing around.
Eyes up here, boys!
And if the parents have a problem with that, you know they'll be called bigots, and the show will go on.
Nothing can stop me!
So crack open an ice-cold Cuck Light, Mr. Mother of the Mammaries, because when it comes to your cat, class dismissed.
Junior Double B Plus.
Cuck Light, InfoWarsStore.com, Austin, Texas.
All right, there you go. It will be uploaded to Bandout Video. I saw Bob Barnes smiling, so I know I at least got the Bob Barnes seal of approval on that. Cuck Light salutes Mr. Ridiculous Prosthetic Breast Teacher. You can find that on the War Room channel at Bandout Video and share it at your leisure. Who knows? Maybe Bob, if I'm allowed back on Twitter in the next 24 to 48 hours, maybe there's a potential there. Maybe I'll be allowed to post it. Maybe I'll finally be allowed to post my content on Twitter again, Bob. What do you think about the purchase now, or what's your legal take on it? When will we know the significance or the completion of this Twitter deal?
Well, I mean, Elon Musk went into the Twitter offices and brought literally the kitchen sink with him. So that was an interesting way. I mean, here you have a master troll trolling the Twitter company that he now owns and will soon control. And so I think we'll see. What he has said is it's not going to get too wild, but that he wants to restore it. His focus is not advertising. His focus is not making money on it. His focus is on restoring a free speech zone in a meaningful manner, that it still has some balance. And I think you'll see the rule. I mean, if he's smart, he'll emulate the rules that Rumble embraced. Rumble put in rules to avoid people getting harassed and stalked and having obscenity and all the things that nobody wants in a social media platform. Anyway, all of that Rumble got rid of. while at the same time protecting a very broad, very robust range of free speech. Kanye's free to be on Twitter. Alex Jones is free to be on Twitter. Russia Today is free to be on Twitter. If that becomes the reality, because that's what is true of Rumble. Kanye's free on Rumble. Alex Jones free on Rumble. Russia Today is free on Rumble, etc. Restore it. And we've seen him be willing to challenge the institutional narrative on the Ukrainian war in the last month or so. So this will be a great chance for Elon Musk to show his bona fides. And if he does, he should restore Alex Jones to Twitter. He should restore RT to Twitter. He should restore Owen Schroyer to Twitter, Savannah Hernandez back to Twitter. There's a bunch of people that should be restored whose bans were always baseless in the first place. And maybe I won't be completely suppressed. I mean, I did sue Twitter. And so after I sued Twitter, Twitter decided that it was time to suppress my existence. You could even search for a long time Barnes Law on Twitter and I wouldn't even show up. You can even put in my tag name and not show up. So it is hopeful. I mean, Musk is a brilliant troll, funny guy. I'm not a fan of his transhumanist vision of the future. I'm not a fan of his go to Mars stuff. But in this capacity, he has so far voiced honest, critical concern about having Twitter be a robust zone for dissident, independent, open speech. And how critical that is. He was willing yesterday to criticize the New York Times. And so I think, all the Twitter people are begging for a job. There's talks that he'll get rid of about three quarters of them. He probably should, because a lot of these people are not people that are qualified. They're just censors. Purge the censors out of Twitter and restore Twitter to its original place of being what was promised when people were solicited to participate in Twitter. And all the way back, Jack Dorsey's promise was, we'll be the free speech wing of the free speech party. All Elon Musk has to do to restore credibility to Twitter, restore credibility to himself, is restore free speech to Twitter. And so I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that he will, in fact, do so. So far, we've seen lots of evidence that that is indeed his intention. But we'll know pretty fast. At least the Babylon Bee should be restored. I mean, Babylon.
That's, I guess, the real question here is how is this going to be remedied? Is it going to be where, in just a broad stroke, he says we're going to unban everybody and you can get access back, and then we'll kind of reestablish a set of guidelines, and if people need to get banned off of that, we'll do that? Or is it going to be something where that's too much, and he'll just say you can remake an account and you won't get banned, which is kind of not a good thing for people that had massive accounts with big followings that got banned, that they have to rebuild that up? I guess those are the questions, but the announcement is official. I mean, they're saying the deal is done, $44 billion. So again, we'll see when any of these, when this business deal actually has meaning to the Twitter user. But yeah, the employees from Twitter are now leaving. They're going to Google. They're going to Meta. And they don't want to work for a free speech platform. They'd rather work somewhere that suppresses free speech.
I don't know if Meta is the best place for them to go right now.
No, it's crushed. It's getting crushed badly. It's a bad product, and Zuckerberg, I don't think, has any clue what to do. So you'll be covering that for the rest of the hour. But, I got to get into another issue with you here, because I know you like following sports, and you like watching sports gambling and stuff like me. And so I don't know if you saw this. This is so ridiculous here today from the Associated Press. No U.S.-born black players are projected to be on a World Series roster when the Phillies and Astros meet this week. A first for Major League Baseball since 1950. Imagine the effort just to go through the rosters for more than 50 years to find that fact. But they admit that, oh, okay, so there are black players, but because they're not American, that's the problem. MLB already butchered the postseason badly enough this year. They completely butchered the postseason badly enough this year. Now they're getting accused of racism, which I'm sure they will respond to in a nice liberal, woke way. Bob, can we just get back to sports? Can we just get back to sports being sports and get the liberal BS out of the way, please?
Well, it reminds me of Will Ferrell. Remember his whole joke? He's like a modern baseball team is one American and eight Dominican. The people who are dominating American baseball is the Caribbean Central Americans. I mean, that's who has for a while. And understandably so. I mean, the Cubans love baseball. Dominicans love baseball. Puerto Ricans love baseball. Many in Central America love baseball. So it's deeply embedded into the culture of their countries. Baseball's truly an American invention. It's one of the, you know, the great American inventions.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Imagine thinking you got a tryout going and there's like, you know, 20, 30 Central American players there and they're really good. And you're like, damn, these are really good players. We're excited. We're going to have a good ball club this year. No, instead you're thinking, do I have the right skin colors? Do I have the right percentage of whites and blacks? And are they from the right country? I don't know.
And of course, many of the Central Americans are at least part African origin. That's why they have to say no U.S. born black players. Well, who are they being replaced by? They're not being replaced by U.S. born white players, by gringos. They're being replaced by Dominicans and Puerto Ricans and Cubans and Central Americans. That's what they're being replaced by. So, it's a patently ludicrous claim. It's like women's soccer that wanted, you know, more money for itself than it deserved.
Yeah, now they can't even win a game.
Yeah,
now they can't even win a game ever since Megan Rapinoe went woke. All right, that's Bob Barnes. He takes over the Alex Jones Show now, folks. Remember, the specials only have 2 days left at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com right now while the 50% off specials are still live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting this hour on behalf of Sir Alexander. So remember, everybody, there's a special global sale going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you use special promo code and very appropriate promo code 1776, you can be part of the 1776 Super Sale, where products are up to 60% off. I was just looking at it to reorder some Ultra 12 myself. But there's also some nice, interesting combo products you can get. You can get an immunity supercharger combo. That seemed cool. Ultimate immune support pack. That's almost, holy crap, that's almost two-thirds off. You can get, there you get a combination of stuff that's good to boost your immunity as we head smack dab into winter. So definitely head over there and get the benefit of those products, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X2, Brain Force, and a range of other products that you can get. Also, the good new combination packages that are available and being offered at a ridiculous discount, to be frank. So get it now while you still can and continue to keep InfoWars on the air, because there's no better way to say screw you to the corrupt system and the hack lawyers and the bad judges and the politically motivated corrupt press than to continue to keep InfoWars on the air. Every day they're on the air, the system feels a little bit of pain, and that's good for the rest of us. We have a lot of interesting news this week. We can start with the fact that today different economic reports came out, including one about GDP. It said, hey, GDP's up 2.6%. That means we're doing great, right? Well, not if you really dig into the data. Core durable goods are not up to the degree they need to. In fact, we're continuing a decline of core durable good orders that look like the lockdown, the depths of the lockdown. That's how bad that economic information is. Inflation continues to just continue to run rampant. And much of the economic quote-unquote gain was due primarily to Europe's debacle of its self-imposed sanctions and its economic war on Russia being a complete disaster. I mean, Europe is such a basket case that they keep going through different leaders. The Zelensky curse continues to rampage throughout Europe. As now, of course, the UK has its third prime minister in about 3 months. You know, the Queen dies, and all of a sudden they got to keep getting new prime ministers. And so the new prime minister, if you don't know, is while he is pro-Brexit, which is good, he's otherwise a classic caricature almost of a globalist feature in terms of his approach to politics and public policy. And thus he was early on the air with talking to Joe Biden, who, of course, mispronounced his name when he discussed who he was. And so what you have is Europe is doing so badly that the U.S. has benefited from that slightly. Whether that's a long-term strategy to success is another matter in terms of the U.S. economy, in terms of the strength of the dollar, in terms of how the dollar is strong or weak at home or abroad. But that basically even that positive economic information came with a real big asterisk and a real long footnote, which is that the economy is not quite what it should be. Other evidence of this? Mortgage rates are now over 7%. To give people an idea, that is the highest rate in almost a quarter century. So mortgage rates are so high that when you combine it with the housing price increases over the past, since Donald Trump left office, the net effect is that the ordinary person to buy the exact same house they could have bought in 2020, to buy that same house today in 2022 requires more than double the monthly premium amount. Think about that, folks. If you want the core of an American dream, and what has that been for a long time in America? For the ordinary person, that means to own their own home. My own mom's proudest moment, or one of her most proudest moments, as she told me on her deathbed, in fact, was the fact that she got to own her own home one day. So that's a core aspect of the American dream, the idea that you own your own home, that it's your property, that it's your little piece of the dream, of the world. And that's being taken away from people. And it's being taken away from especially middle-class Americans and younger generations en masse. They're not able to do so because of the spiking mortgage rates, primarily, as well as what got an out-of-control housing bubble fueled by a range of Federal Reserve policies. And now the Federal Reserve is basically busting the housing market and making it increasingly only accessible to the hedge funds of the world. And that's where you see people like BlackRock and institutions like BlackRock, deeply embedded, by the way, in China in its economic investment policies, deeply connected and affiliated with the World Economic Forum, is one of the biggest purchasers of domestic residential real estate in the United States of America. So what's happening is we're continuing to see this massive wealth shift that began during the pandemic because of the policies the West adopted, especially the centralized banks, but not only the centralized banks, during the pandemic, which was to create an inflationary economy that would gut the earnings capacity of ordinary Americans. Wages continue to be growing way less than the cost of ordinary and core consumer goods. And what is that? I mean, what you're really looking at is how much more expensive is bacon, is milk, is eggs, is gas, is rent, is utilities. Those are the core things that the ordinary person spends money on. How much more expensive yachts are ain't a big deal to most folks. How much more expensive fancy cars are, or high-end clothes or luxury brands or your new Gucci purse, that ain't the concern of the ordinary American. What is how much does it cost for me to buy baby formula for my baby? How much does it cost for me to buy basic food and grocery stuffs to feed my family? How much does it cost to simply house my family? How much does it cost to simply transport my kids to school or myself to work? How much does it cost to be able to have effective housing in the sense of heat and energy and electricity and those costs? Those costs have gone up way more than the rate that is being tracked by the official government numbers. The one of the best places you can go is you can go to a site called Shadow Stats. And at Shadow Stats, they use the exact same metrics that we used to use. They're not coming up with their own numbers. They're using the exact numbers the government used to use. So they're taking the existing data and applying the formula we used to use in the 40s and in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And when you look at Shadow Stats, you see even more disturbing information. You see that inflation is actually at 1970s levels. You see that various core cost of goods is at some cases the highest it's been in more than half a century. This is where the economy is going. And because of that, what's happening in the political betting markets? What's happening in the elections that are upcoming this just a Tuesday or so away from us, November 8th? Well, they're starting to recognize, even the media is starting to concede what some of us have been saying was always going to happen, thanks in part to the important, essential, critical infrastructure that InfoWars provides and independent information reaching the American people. And that is that the elections are going to be a Democratic bloodbath. Democrats are going to get crushed. All of it after they got to see Uncle Festerman in Pennsylvania live in a debate that was manipulated for his benefit, and he still made Uncle Fester look like a beacon of intellectual capacity. Actually makes Joe Biden look competent and capable. That's how bad Uncle Festerman is in Pennsylvania. All of a sudden now Dr. Oz has a superb chance to win there. So what you're going to see is a complete sweep. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the elections. We're going to be talking about the attempt of corporate canceling of Kanye West. We're going to be talking about that and a range of other issues, including what the Elon Musk purchase of Twitter may mean for free speech in America. So come back to us.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We had the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Guest hosting today, Robert Barnes, for Sir Alexander. We're going to be discussing what may be happening in the elections coming up a week from Tuesday. But first, some other news. It turns out that that organization that sued Governor DeSantis over sending illegal immigrants to that sanctuary town of Martha's Vineyard that ended up not much of a sanctuary for those illegals until the Biden administration bailed out Martha's Vineyard by promising them all free visas in America if they would please, please, please leave Martha's Vineyard. Apparently, they already had enough of the low-level workers they wanted there. They didn't want any other immigrants coming into the sanctuary town. Well, it turns out that organization is a George Soros-backed organization, but that's not all. Guess where a lot of the funding for that organization apparently came from? It came from the Centers for Disease Control. That's right, the government has been bankrolling lefty immigration groups, open border groups, George Soros groups, to sue U.S. government officials and lobby the government for political change which is, of course, a legally prohibited, lawless, illegal means of funding activity of a political nature. The government cannot be in the overt, open lobbying business through how it spends its grant funds. And so that has come out recently, and that will raise a range of legal questions that some members of Congress are now starting to raise. Maybe a little bit belatedly, but it gives you a nature of the animal, the way NGOs, non-governmental organizations, have worked around the globe. So for a long time, and there were laws passed that under the Obama administration that liberalized it and made it even easier, we have taken a certain approach to foreign policy with the deep state, which includes not only institutions like the State Department, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, military intelligence within different branches of the Pentagon, not only those institutional forces, as well as the Five Eyes, whereby each of the various, like U.S., Australia, Britain, and other spy agencies of the West spy on each other's citizens to circumvent their domestic laws limiting on their ability to spy themselves, and then share that information with one another. You have those institutions, but the often as critical is the various what's called NGOs, non-governmental organizations. This is the space that George Soros has filled so aggressively since the late 1980s. His biggest pet project, of course, was Ukraine. He has said so publicly repeatedly. And what are these non-governmental organizations? Often they are disguised as charity. Now some of you have officially government-backed ones like USAID and others, and these organizations are filled and filtered throughout with various forms of spies and spooks and people that are working for the deep state agenda. But you also have organizations that purport to be independent charities that in fact often are not actually charitable in their purpose or point or principle or effect. What they are often open society foundation type groups, like George Soros's groups, that are there to infiltrate the local political community and to propagate a deep state agenda within those communities. And what's happened over the past decade or so is a product we used to export to the rest of the world has now been imported back home. And what you have is the government giving money to non-governmental organizations, so-called charities, that are then misusing and illegally abusing those funds to be politically engaged and politically active. You have this in a wide range of contexts. You have it in the context of money going to U.S. institutions that in turn ends up bringing in Chinese money that ends up raising questions of various seditious and other activities against America's national security interests, for which the Trump administration began a range of prosecutions that the Biden administration stopped and suppressed. But beyond that, what you have is a systematic corruption of our institution. This is one of the things that many people forget Eisenhower warned about in his farewell address. In his farewell address, he did not just warn about the military-industrial complex. He warned about how major American institutions are going to be corrupted by not only this professional clerical class takeover and usurpation of American institutions of power and influence, but also what will happen is that it will corrupt the independence and integrity of those institutions. And you know, what happens is the American universities, the American think tanks, the American intellectuals become co-opted by the money trail controlled by the U.S. federal government. So by an effect, and often it's the deep state that ends up controlling those funds, those purse strings. One classic illustration of this, of course, is in the public health context. You know, people wondered, why were there no major universities, no major medical schools, no major think tanks challenging the lockdown logic, challenging the mask mandate, challenging the vaccine efficacy or safety, challenging a range of policies pushed by Anthony Fauci? It is because, as Robert Francis Kennedy Jr. puts in his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, there's a new documentary out you can find on Rumble called The Real Anthony Fauci. That's a documentary version that puts all of this information together for you as well, that right now I think is still available for free. It's going to run out at some point, but you can still find it. YouTube, of course, already censored it, but you can still find it on Rumble. And what it details is how, what the book details, that the control and what Eisenhower warned about all the way back in 1961. The reason why there are no universities or medical schools announcing official protocols, for example, health protocols for how to deal with the pandemic. Not only protocols in terms of public policies and public health interventions, but also simply, here's a treatment protocol, right? This is like the first axiomatic thing that should happen. Is how should you treat someone if you're a doctor or medical care provider someplace in the world? You had people like Peter McCullough putting this together. You had people like Pierre Corey putting this together. You had people like Dr. Malone. Robert Malone advocating for many of these protocols. You had an entire group of doctors around the world who formed in order to advocate for this. You had prominent doctors in France and Europe and Africa and in Latin America all saying, hey, this is what works for our patients. And yet major medical institutions in the United States weren't doing anything. Not only were our medical institutions and the government not proposing a treatment protocol, none of our universities were. Why? Why? It's because, well, why were so many of the think tanks, so many of the peer-reviewed publications not publishing anything about this? Because they all depended on money from Anthony Fauci. One way or another, they were tied to Anthony Fauci or Big Pharma. That's who paid their bills. And that's how what Eisenhower warned about, what Kennedy warned about, what Robert Francis Kennedy Jr. talks about in The Real Anthony Fauci, this is how the system gets corrosively corrupted at its core. And so this latest story of a George Soros organization being given tens of millions of dollars by the government, including over $8 million by the United States federal government and by the Centers for Disease Control, here you have an open society, George Soros group. Why were they getting money from the CDC? Why was the CDC giving them money? Because purportedly they were going to help reduce the problems of COVID amongst illegal immigrants. Even though this organization has advocated for bringing in illegal immigrants regardless of their COVID without any testing, without any requirement of certain treatment protocols. So the instead, what has happened is a corruption either of the government or a corruption of by the government of these institutions to advocate against the interest of the American people and often outside the realm of law. We've imported our bad and deep state foreign policy into the institutions of the United States itself. And that's how you get a leftist organization, a George Soros organization, filing federal lawsuits against the United States political official, in this case, Governor DeSantis, for simply sending illegal immigrants to where they wanted to go and where Martha's Vineyard promised them they could go and have sanctuary status. And he's being sued in a frivolous lawsuit because they have from using funds from the Centers for Disease Control to stop a pandemic. That's how absurd it all got. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the elections. We're going to talk about upcoming in about just a week or so. We're going to talk about disturbing reports out of Pennsylvania of a quarter of a million ballots just floating out there to anybody and everybody. Talk that they won't be able to count the ballots quickly enough in Pennsylvania this upcoming election. That and more when we come back right after the break.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes, guest hosting this hour. Up at the very end of this segment, we'll be discussing some previews and predictions for the upcoming elections. In about a week from Tuesday. But just one general analysis of the Alex Jones trial, the show trial that continues to embarrass and humiliate anyone who believes in American law and American civil justice. The last time we had anything kind of analogous to this, you have to really almost go back to the Connie Buck case. Carrie Beth Buck case. So known as Buck v. Bell. This is the case where the United States Supreme Court gleefully imposed forced sterilization on poor women in America. What people didn't know is that Carrie Buck's lawyer was not her lawyer. He was actually aligned with the Rockefellers of the world, aligned with the eugenicists, and what they did was do a fake case. The entire trial was based on fake evidence. Carrie Beth was an ordinary, everyday American. There was nothing about her life, other than it being extraordinary, that made her subject to even the laws and rules of eugenics. The point was that they could use eugenics to forcibly sterilize a normal person who had no so-called defects, no so-called feeble-mindedness, had been a solid student her entire academic career when she was allowed to go to school, which her foster parents denied. She had been the victim of the foster parents having a nephew sexually assault and rape her and cause her to be pregnant. She wanted to have the child anyway, tried to take care of the child, and because of that, the foster parents demanded that the state forcibly sterilize her to cover up their own corruption and scandals and misconduct and crime. And so they brought in a fake lawyer to do a fake case that the U.S. Supreme Court gleefully cheered on to its utter humiliation and embarrassment throughout history. it became the case the Nazis and Hitler's favorite case ever cited was Buck v. Bell, a case not yet overturned by our U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, and that some want to extend and expand into the vaccine mandate space. In fact, it has been cited by no less than the University of Indiana as justification for vaccine mandates is the forcible sterilization case. That was another fake case. Well, take a look at the Alex Jones trial and the requested punitive damages in that case. They are requesting $2.75 trillion of punitive damages. To give you an idea, this is more money than the Armenians are requesting for the entire Armenian genocide, where actual people die, where millions of people die, that they're requesting for speech that they don't like in the Sandy Hook case, more punitive damages than the Armenian genocide has ever requested. That's how insane it is. To give you some comparison, $2.75 trillion is almost 15% of the entire gross domestic product of the United States economy. That's how absurd the punitive damages request is. That's how open and utter mockery of the entire justice system this case has become. I mean, do the judges recognize this? Do they realize that they are a joke? That they look like a joke? That they're making a joke out of American justice? That they're doing to the American justice system what Daryl Brooks did to criminal defense in America? With his embarrassing self-representation and his justified complete conviction on all charges of the Waukesha parade killer? So, you know, hopefully somebody somewhere, someplace, sometime wakes up in our American legal system. Or if not, at least we have legislative reform so that this kind of embarrassing show trials don't have the same embarrassing results that the Buck versus Bell decision did for American legal justice. Because that's the same path the Alex Jones trial is currently on. In that same sense, there's a good article in Tablet today called The New Gatekeepers by Michael Lind. I've met Michael Lind a couple of times. He's a brilliant guy. He was part of the Trump administration. He has associations with both the Claremont folks out in California, as well as with Hillsdale up in Michigan, that present a lot of good homeschooling information and other information anybody can get in terms of constitutional history in America. I've had the privilege of speaking twice at Hillsdale presentations, first on the Constitution and the coronavirus at the peak of that debate, when it was just starting out, and then also on the issue of election fornication that took place in 2020. And that brings us to election 2022. So Pennsylvania is now reporting that they've basically sent out about 250,000 ballots to a bunch of unverified voters. And then a few weeks later, a few hours later, they come out and say, golly, gee, we would love to count these ballots, but it might take us a long time. Well, we don't know when we'll be done counting the ballots. Now, why is it that in every place else in the world, we can use paper ballots and Brazil, which also has elections this weekend, with Lula up against Bolsonaro in what appear to be very tight races and elections. We'll see what happens. The polls have been back and forth, but they historically underestimate Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro may, when he was considered DOA, may surge back to victory as he did his first time when nobody thought he was going to win and just came in and swept everybody out, may get back in over Lula. Lula does have sort of deep left populist roots in the country. And so that may, you know, he had corruption charges, got off of those corruption charges. He may be able to actually hold on because he does have a real base of support within the working class communities within Brazil. But so does Bolsonaro. A lot of people really like Bolsonaro. He's associated himself deeply with the Brazilian flag, the Brazilian pride, the Brazilian football team, which is soccer as we know it here in America. And so he may surge. The polls have had a hard time accurately reading his support within the working class segments of the Brazilian economy and society who dominate their voting. And so we'll see. I mean, ultimately, Bolsonaro was right about not wanting a lot of crazy restrictions imposed during the pandemic. And the counter has, unfortunately, he wasn't able to get those policies through because he didn't control as much of the government as he would have liked. But a lot of people have seen his instincts turned out right. These critics' instincts turned out wrong. So there's already 100-plus lawsuits about potential election issues in the United States. What's amazing is that Pennsylvania claims it can't count ballots the way Brazil can. How is it Brazil can count ballots within a few hours and tell you who won or who lost, but Pennsylvania says they may need days? Places like California claim they need weeks and weeks. How is this? Is it not because the old game was to, going back to LBJ 1947 style winning of elections, was you made sure the other side's ballots were counted first, and then you managed to find just enough ballots for your side to win. That's the problem with delayed counting of ballots. That's why in states like Florida, they have mandatory disclosures as to how many ballots have come in, when they have to disclose those. They have to disclose those very early on in the election night, the total number of ballots. They can't keep finding ballots the way they did in 2020 in Pennsylvania, the way they did in Wisconsin, the way they did in Georgia, the way they did in Arizona. Now, their election law reforms have passed in Georgia, in Arizona, and in Wisconsin, by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but not in Pennsylvania, where Democrats control both the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and control the governorship. So that Pennsylvania is the state that will be the most likely state if we're to face corruption problems in 2022 once again. However, the American people have woken up. So remember, the best way for you to participate in this is to be engaged in the court of public opinion. Also be engaged at your local precinct level. You can go, you can volunteer to be a poll watcher. You can watch things like these drop boxes. There's a bunch of ways you can directly publicly participate in measuring and monitoring the integrity of our election process. Indeed, one of the best places, of course, to continue to support independent information across the board, before we get to my election predictions for 2022, is right here at InfoWars. If you want the best election that ever happened in American history, it was an election that was taken by direct action, and that was the election of 1776 that my great-great-great-great-granddaddies participated in. One of them was the famous Colonel Prescott, who told his troops, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes at Bunker Hill. In the name of those great ancestors, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get a special 1776-style sale on product. And enter promo code 1776 when you go to checkout, and you'll get even more off. You have products that are 30% off, 40% off, 50% off, 60% off, even 70% off. You can get entire combinations of products. You want to really boost your immunity, you can get the whole immunity support package. It looks like probably about 70, 75% off. So these are ways you can be involved and engaged. My prediction for the elections, other than continue to go to InfoWars, support InfoWars, undermine the system, the best way you can give a shout-out to against the system is to support InfoWars. I think Republicans are going to have more than 245 seats in the House, more than 52 seats in the Senate, more than 30 governorships. It's going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats come November 8th, and deservedly so.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.